From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Even as Kurds celebrated the overwhelming approval of an independence referendum, Iraq took actions to punish the would-be breakaway state, vowing to shut down its airspace and join Turkey in holding military exercises. Marissa Melton has the reaction from the Iraqi parliament.
Calling the vote unconstitutional, Iraq's parliament asked Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to send troops to the oil-producing, Kurdish-held region of Kirkuk and take control of its lucrative oil fields.
It also told 34 countries that have diplomatic missions in Kurdistan to shut them down. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that the attack on Kabul International Airport by the Taliban was a sign of weakness on the part of the attackers.
The attack on the airport is a sign of weakness, not a sign of strength. To attack a civilian airport is a criminal act, is a terrorist act, and it just shows the importance of fighting these kind of organizations in Afghanistan.
Afghan officials said one woman was killed and 11 other civilians were wounded when Taliban rockets hit Kabul airport earlier on Wednesday. The insurgents have said they were targeting the plane of visiting U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis in the attack. The U.N.'s top envoy for Syria announced that new talks between Syria's government and opposition will take place in about a month and said that this is the eighth round, must finally move to genuine negotiations on a political future of the war-ravaged country. Stefan de Mistura told the U.N. Security Council that both sides should use the coming month to create conditions for the talks in Geneva to be meaningful and to participate without preconditions. This is VOA News. The U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees warns of a risk of terrorism in Myanmar and the region if Rohingya crisis remains unresolved. Lisa Schlein has the story.
The UN's refugee chief, Filippo Grandi, has just returned from a visit to Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh, which now is home to some 800,000 Rohingya refugees. The UN official says he was struck by how little the refugees had and how vulnerable they were to multiple risks.
The combination of limited health facilities, poor sanitary and hygienic conditions, and overcrowded sites, you can well imagine, is a recipe for disaster.
High Commissioner Grandi says the cause of the crisis as well as the solution lie in Myanmar. Grandi condemns the killings in August of Myanmar security forces by Rohingya insurgents, but he says it was only a matter of time before terrorism would spring up from the discrimination and poverty prevalent in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenya's Electoral Commission remains in the hot seat as the country heads to a rerun of the presidential poll on October 26th. Jill Craig has the story.
Kenya's opposition says it will boycott the rerun of the presidential election if officials from the Electoral Commission, or IEBC, are not replaced. Confidence in the IEBC hit a new low with the nullification of the August 8th presidential election results. In that ruling, the Supreme Court highlighted the IEBC's refusal of a court order to open its computer servers.
Leaves us with no option but to accept the petitioner's claims that the IEBC's IT system was infiltrated and compromised.
The IEBC's forays into technology have been anything but smooth. In 2013, Kenya held its first elections using biometric voter verification kits. But a breakdown in the system led to a delayed announcement of Kenyatta as winner, with a narrow margin of 50.07% of the vote. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
International police agency Interpol has voted to include Palestine as a member state. It is a new boost to Palestinian efforts for international recognition and influence amid long-stalled negotiations with Israel for full statehood. The decision drew an angry Israeli reaction and threat of retaliation. Europe's international law enforcement agency said ransomware outpaced all other forms of cybercrime in 2017, making it the most dangerous current online threat. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.